This week we read Parshas Korach, and it was preceded by the Parshas Shlach. And we know that Parshas Shlach had the major sin, the Chet HaMeraglim. The Jewish people given the report and they were destined to die in the Midbar, followed by Parshas Korach, which has the Machlokas of Korach Vadaso against Aaron and Moshe. So what is, if they come back to back, so there must be a lesson to be learned. There must be some common denominator, even though they're two different sins, two different mistakes, the sin of the Meraglim and the people complaining about Moshe and Aaron, but perhaps we can find some underlining yisod to explain them all. So the Medrash tells us that the Torah is nitna, the many Medrashim, but the Medrash Rabbah writes that b'shosh dvarim nitna Torah, what, b'esh, uvamayim, uvamidbar, with water, with fire, water, and in the Midbar. So the Gemara tells us in Tainis, Dav Zayin, that Mayim represents Anava. The water always ends up in the lowest area. When it starts on top, it's hard to find where the leak is. And the floor, on the ceiling, it always ends up. Mayim represents Anivis, humility. And the Gemara says, Nedarim, the Gemara and the Dharma says as well about the Midbar. The Torah was given in the Midbar. What's the Midbar? Why was it given in the Midbar? Because it's Mufka Lakol, it's Hefker. It belongs to no one. So basically, Mayim and Midbar represent Shiflis Adam, the Midas Anava, that the person feels how low they are compared to God. It's a matter of humility. And Eish is a shalheves, like a fire. It's always olam eyov, it's always going up. It has the power to listrov, to burn, to give light. And fire, the bren, represents the godless Adam. There were two famous yeshivas in Europe. There were many famous yeshivas in Europe. But one was Navardik and one was Slobodka. And they all had the same goal. They wanted to produce good B'nai Torah, Balabatim, but they had two different approaches. Navardik was they took away the Ani, the you, that they preached shiflis on them. You are a nobody. You're learning 10 hours, you could have learned 12 hours. You gave 20,000 in tzedakah, you could have gave 30,000 in tzedakah. Whatever you do is not good enough. They work on putting you down because you shouldn't become a Baal Gaiva. You shouldn't become a haughty individual. And Sobatka was the opposite. It's they preached godless Adam. How great you are. How could you say, how could you talk like that? You just daven with these words. You learn with these words. How could you talk inappropriately? Wow, it's true. Maybe you could have learned more. Wow. You learned an hour today, amazing. You showed up in Shul, you daven. It pushes godless Adam. And we know in Pirkei Avos, when the famous Chassidus Rebbe said, we should leave these two, we should have two pockets. One says, Anochi Afa Ve'efer. One says, I'm nobody, I'm Afar, I'm dust, and I'm like ashes. And the other one you should put in your pocket says, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created for me. We know Adam Nivra, that's why man was created by himself. In order to show that the world is created for each one of us. That's why he didn't create 6 million, he only created one. So what is the link between? So we see, coming back, we have the two major sins. We have the sin of the Meraglim and the sin of the Adas Korach. So what was the problem? What was the sin of the Meraglim? Is God told them, go into the land, go take the land. So what did they say? They used the Midah of Anava. Anochi Afa Braver. Well, we're nobody. We can't just go in. We're not deserving. We're not worthy. So they used the wrong Midah. And the reverse, by Korach, they made the opposite mistake. Instead of following what God told them. So basically, when it came to the Meraglim, we feel like grasshoppers, we are nothing. When we go with this up of the Afer, by Korach, that instead, so when it came to Moshe and Aaron, he said, Kol Eida Kulam Kedoshim. Each one of us has an inner Kedusha. So why should you be more, why should you be better than anyone else? So that's what Rav Asher Weiss explains, that that's what they did. The Koach of Eish is to stand up like a Shoheves. And you, so when it comes to this Var Hashem, you should be standing up. So he said, Eretz Yisrael, that's for me. Let's go. Let's go in and have the Koach of Eish. And when it came to arguing against Moshe and Aaron, then you should have said, like, who are we? Anochi Yafa V'Efer. We are we're like grasshoppers in our eyes. So that's the Yisod. It's always... that's the Yisod, is to try to take the right medicine at the right time. And a lot of times it doesn't work. But when depressed, we don't want to hear how good we are. And when we're feeling haughty, we don't want to hear how we could back down. we could do other things. So the trick is to take the right medicine at the right time. So the Meraglim should have used Koach Ha'esh, yeah, let's go. And Korach should have used Anochi Afa V'Efer, Napishli Nivra Olam. And therefore, that was the twin mistakes, the link between the sin of the Meraglim and the sin of Adas Korach. They used the wrong Midah at the wrong time, and that's our challenge, is know when to take out of our pockets Anochi Afa V'Efer, and when to take out Bishvili Divra Ha'olam.